the press is being very dishonest, so I don't like that. I don't like dishonesty.
Yeah, I think you've set a new bar today for being contentious with the press corps, kind of calling us losers to our faces and all that.
No, not all of you, just many of you.
All right, fine. Enough of us. Is this what,
not you, David.
Is it? Is this what it's going to be like covering you if you're president?
Yeah, it is. Let me tell you something. I'm a person. Okay, yeah, it is going to be like this, David.
That's David Martosko, a U.S. political reporter for the Daily Mail, asking questions during a very feisty press conference yesterday in which Donald took on the press, and the press tried to give Donald a little back, and it turned into a really, really feisty situation. And David Martosko joins us on the line right now to talk about that. So, David, sort of set the scene. It seemed like it was that the press corps, as they used to say, there's an old saying about there being blood in the water and the sharks were circling. Was it that kind of mood yesterday?
Well, it was more like, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves. This was Donald Trump calling a press conference specifically so he could give his political press corps a collective paddling. Look, he could have just, for all the news he had to offer, which was basically, here's the list of all the charities that I, you know, raise money for, the veterans charities, he could have done that in a press release. He could have sent out a tweet with a link to it. But instead he chose to have this massive press conference in Trump Tower and pull 150 of us up to New York City for this. And it was, you know, he wanted to throw it in everybody's faces. There was this collective, frenzy to try to disprove the idea that he had actually raised the money he said he'd raise, led mostly by the Washington Post, but by a lot of other outlets. And he basically wanted to say, look, get your pen and get your pad. Here's the list, you know, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, and let me read it to you. And so basically I just asked the question that I think was on everybody's minds at that point, which was, can we look forward to 4 years of these daily beatings if you win? And he seemed to be completely unapologetic.
Well, I mean, you know, the press corps, thinks it's all that in a bag of chips. And I speak as a former member of the press corps. They're not very popular with the public. How could he go wrong with this strategy on a political standpoint?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And frankly, if you watch this thing on TV, if you watch it unfold, you know, the chyron, what we call a chyron, the words at the bottom of the screen.
Graphics at the bottom of the screen, right?
Those, you know, basically showed what Trump wanted them to show. Hey, Trump outlines $5.6 million given to veterans charities. So he got all the press he wanted to, and he got everyone to sit there and listen while he listed 41 charities and these five- and six-figure checks.
Yeah.
So he clearly won the day. And left all of us kind of scratching our heads saying, how do we deal with this guy when he gets more and more powerful and more and more, you know, more and more chutzpah?
David, can I just, I just want to be clear on this. This was a press conference because there was a whole bunch of scrutiny about Donald Trump, who raised close to $6 million 4 months ago for veterans groups. And here, 4 months later, he's listing out who he's giving the money to. But there was a lot of questions as to whether he really raised money and whether he was really going to give it out. Lots of questions about the Donald Trump Foundation. So can you tell me, because you follow this stuff closer than I do, how did Hillary Clinton behave at her press conference when she was explaining all of the corrupt questions about the Clinton Foundation and the incredible conflict of interest stories about her role with the foundation, her cronies' roles with the foundation, and her job as Secretary of State? I don't remember how she behaved at that press conference.
It's very simple. She hasn't held that press conference. She has held, I think, one press conference in the last 6 months. I don't think she's likely to hold a press conference anytime soon. And in fact, this was kind of what I was mulling on the plane on the way out to California last night. You know, say what you will about Donald Trump, but he showed up and took difficult questions from reporters he dislikes. And if Hillary Clinton had the you-know-whats to do that, I think she'd be doing a lot better nationally.
And yet the media will generally, and these reporters who were treated so shabbily and ignored by Hillary Clinton, will still defend her. And they'll still spend their time going after Trump.
To be fair, it's a different group of reporters. And having spent time in both bubbles, both the Hillary and the Trump bubbles, I will tell you that it's a completely different mindset, totally different group of people. The reporters who are following around Hillary, a lot of them are Hillary fans. They're just in awe of her. They're very patient with her. They're waiting for their moment to ask the question that they want to ask. You know, with the Trump people, it's a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people, I think, that editors assign to the Trump beat are the most aggressive ones, the ones who they hope will dig up the one piece of dirt that will, you know, kill the Trump monster.
That's right.
But the bigger editors of the bigger news outlets, I don't think are sending those kinds of aggressive reporters, by and large. There are some, but by and large, they're not sending the most aggressive reporters to cover Hillary. They just
aren't. That's a pretty damning indictment.
She doesn't have anything to respond to.
That's a pretty damning indictment, though, of the press corps and the way they're handling this campaign. It feeds exactly what you're telling us, feeds exactly into what a lot of people suspect, that the media, by and large, are in the tank for Hillary, and that they're out to get Donald Trump.
How much they're in the tank for Hillary. Yeah. You have no idea. Look, you remember 7 or 8 years ago when Barack Obama did his first White House Correspondents Association dinner, and he said, you know, thanks so much for that applause. I know 98% of you voted for me. He wasn't joking. and I don't have any reason to believe it would be different around this time around with Hillary Clinton. There are maybe 35, 40 people usually flying around on the Trump press charter. I bet maybe two of them voted for him in a primary.
Yeah. All right, we got to leave it there. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for asking the most important question yesterday. Is this what we should expect from your president? Because it was the best. Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. This is what it'll be like. Oh, I hope so.